Up here. This is Bat Country.
Listening to WMCB LP Greenfield. This is Vincent Dan Gough on Voyager 3 of James Brown's Give It Up or Turn It Loose. We ended last week's show with that, so I kind of like matching it. We have a variety of music tonight that we're going to be listening to. If you're listening here, you're listening to 107.9 WMCB LP Greenfield or WMCB.net or maybe even way post-production on Mixcloud. This is happens to be the last station on the dial, the last one you can get, which is the highest number. It's probably worth the most when it comes to what numbers you can get on the radio. We're going to be listening to a song by Sun Ra here. It's a very early recording of his. We'll be listening to A Call for Demons.
Thank you. Mash School. Mash School.
A song for demons. Are you a demon? That song was for you. Coming up next, we have Take 54 by Harry Nilsson.
Cool!
It was Take 54 when she walked through the door with the red light on it.
I don't know. I think he made a good track there. That was Harry Nilsson again with Take 54. Just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that the recording here that you're listening to is not actually recorded in the WMCB LP Greenfield Studios. I am actually at the Voyager 3 home studio. I will not be present during the live hour of Monday 5 to 6. Or the replay hour of Wednesday 11:15 to 12:15, or the Saturday of 10 to 11. I will be actually in Washington, D.C. with DJ Lava Raptor. So I am recording this here. You could call the station at 413-475-3958. The only problem is going to be that I'm not going to be there. Someone else might be. If you're listening to this and have any questions or corrections, which are often needed to the things I'm saying, you could email me at Voyager3WMCB@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you. I promise I will. I always do. Okay, up next, we are going to listen to a track from Tito Rodriguez's Greatest Hits. This song is called Cuando, Cuando.
Dime cuando tú verás que te adoro tanto y tanto. No sé si tú lo sabrás, que eres mía y nada más. Cuando tú lo notarás, me pregunto cuándo y cuándo. Si me miras al pasar, mis ojos te lo dirán. El tic-tac del reloj pasa como los años. No me hagas esperar, que esperar me hace daño. Algún día tú sabrás que este amor es sacrosanto y que es tuyo nada más por toda una eternidad.
I apologize for any technical difficulties tonight. I'm getting used to this new studio, and there are just bats everywhere. Yeah, just a lot of creepy crawlies around here. Dedicated to the Worm, WMPG Portland.
Suddenly, there was a terrible roar all around us, and the sky was full of what looked like huge bats.
days you're gonna win. He says some days you're gonna lose. I tell you, I got news for you. You're losing all the time, you never win. No. If you believe that's how it's gonna be, I better put you down. You're up, you take your butt, they're coming out on the ground. You gotta save me now, you better turn around. And I looked around. I was heading down on somebody.
It is very dark in here. Very dark, actually.
You're listening to Voyager 3 on WMCBLP.
Many of the Bush Katydids produce single lispy notes in the daytime, but groups of lisps at night. Here's the night song of the Texas Bush Katydid, Scuderia Texensis.
From the runny nose and scruffy kid I knew, you had such good ways. I can remember the little things that always made you smile. They made you happy. Now you think you're wiser. Thank you.
Okay, so we heard Tightrope by ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra. And then we just heard A Long Way From Home by the Kinks, and that's from Lola Versus the Power Monster. Great album, obviously. We all know that. I'm trying to have fun in here, and I'm trying to play some lively music, but...
We can't stop here. This is Bat Country.
It's just... Ooh, it's dark in here.
Set to live. Oh, I've been trying hard against unbelievable eyes.
We can't stop here. This is Bat Country.
It gets so hard in times like now to hold on. The guns they wait to be stuck by at my side is God. And there ain't no one going to turn me.
The Ballad of El Gudo by Big Star. Such a beautiful song. We have a very special situation going on right now. For those of you who are regular listeners of Voyager 3 on WMCBLP Greenfield, or WMCB.net, or my Mixcloud, Voyager 3, there has been an ongoing CD drive, not to be confused with a DVD minus or a DVD-R rewritable drive. This is just a compact disc MP3 capable digital format CD drive where Voyager 3, Psychedel Arrhythmia, and a few others involved at the station here have been really interested in acquiring a new CD player. We have been asking for about $75 so that way we could purchase through eBay a $60 to $65 dual CD tray that will do everything we need to replace the one that doesn't really function in the studio. Now, the exciting part here, after all that explanation, is that we have secured the funds. We have, from an anonymous source, acquired the $75 all-in-one donation. It is happening, folks. WMCB LP Greenfield at GCTV will soon have a brand new dual CD drive so we can play all of your favorite CD hits. I would like to dedicate this song to the benefactor. Not sure who it is. Not sure who gave out this $75 out of the goodness and kindness of their heart. All I know is that they would like to go way out, and so I dedicate this song to you, the benefactor.
Where are you, you old bat?
We're going out. Way out. This song, whether you're the benefactor or anyone who is benefacting from the good, gracious act of kindness from the benefactor, this goes out to you. We have a new CD drive, folks. Drive, folks, a CD drive.
You can ring my bell.
Once again, I just want to thank the benefactor. Really appreciate your donation of $75. We will have a new CD player as soon as it's ordered. We were listening to Anita Ward, Ring My Bell, long cut. Still got 3 minutes on this track. Here we go with The Kinks. This is from the Soap Opera album. And this one didn't get a lot of airplay, but it's so fun. It's an opera. It's such a nice, simple rock concept album where this guy is having a kind of boring, standard, domesticated, tied down life. And he goes on holiday and has a little fun.
Answering phones and dictating letters, making decisions that affect no one. Stuck in the office from 9 until 5. Life is so incredibly dull, working from 9 to 5. Oh, 9 to 5, 9 to 5, working from 9 to 5.
And time goes by.
Okay, so that ended up being two songs from the Kinks soap opera. Again, I really love this one. So we listened to 9 to 5, which I think when the second singer joins, it just is like really pull some heartstrings. And then it just transitions basically seamlessly to when work is over. Stop and think, have another drink. Say that those Kinks songs, I'm going to dedicate to the biggest Kinks fan I know. who always told me stories about how the Kinks could outperform the Beatles. That's probably a big debate, and I don't know if I need to open up that can of worms, but I'm going to dedicate these Kink songs from Soap Opera to Mr. Don Smith, probably in Wells, Maine right now. He's a Worcester man, though. I think he'd identify as a woo rat. Okay, this next song we're going to play, I'm going to dedicate to a friend of mine, a friend to all. Maybe you've seen her artwork around the valley. I'm going to dedicate this song to Miss Sharon Lesser, because she helped me find the song. This is called If You Want to Be by Beta Doobie.
If you want to take me, go ahead and try my head. Experience is nothing compared to the sleep paralysis in my bed. If you wanna love me, try to get inside my brain. Experience is nothing compared to the nights I'm always up so late. Insomnia creeps at night. Sleep paralysis till I die. Die. 'Cause if you want, you can stay with me in my bed. If you want to, honor me if you want to. If you want, you can go ahead and fix my head.
Such a beautiful song. Thank you so much for letting me know about that song. Again, that song was If You Want To by Beta Doobie. So, next, I'd like to... Oh! It's really dark in this Voyager 3 studio, I just want to say. It really makes me want to get back to WMCBLP Greenfield. However, you're, despite where I'm recording, you are still listening to 107.9 WMCBLP Greenfield and or WMCB.net. I'm Vincent Dan Goh, and this show is Voyager 3. If you're listening on the dial, it's the last on the dial, but first in our hearts. Right now, I'm going to crack the door open and just see if I can get a little light in here. It was still pretty dark. It's very dark here. All right, let's see what it's like outside. Okay. There's a lot of water all around the studio. Okay, enough of that. Okay, so anyways, I was just seeing if I could find some light because it's just so dark in here. Anyways, let's see what we have coming up next. We are going to play another song from Bernard Pretty Purdy. And this song is called Soul Bossa Nova. Now this feels good. Man, that's pretty. Pretty Purdy, that is. That album is called Soul Drums from 1968. And man, I've played one other track from it on the show last week. Man, it's beautiful. It's really, really nice. It's very positive. It's lightening the mood in the studio here. Because it's... Oh, man, I can't see anything at all. Okay. Before I forget, before I play the next song, which we only got maybe two more before the hour's up, I just wanted to... I have to make sure that the benefactor and I are able to exchange, or not exchange, but that I can be gifted this money. And so I've been listening to one of my favorite records, The Basic Principles of ESP. It's the Kreskin's method, which is like kind of... You know, that's the go-to. That's the one that it works, you know.
Send out your ESP waves.
I was listening to Using Your Imagination to Test Your ESP. That's on side two of the basic principles of ESP, the Kreskin's method. I've been testing and I've been listening to this record for years and I'm getting pretty good at it. So I just wanted to send out, let the benefactor know that I'm ready to accept the gift. So that's out there and I hope you're able to receive it.
Telepathy, clairvoyancy, and precognition. Telepathy is the ability of one person to perceive the thoughts of another. Clairvoyancy is the supposed faculty of becoming aware of events or happenings of which no one has any knowledge. Precognition, of course, is an awareness or a learning of the future. Now, this is not a fortune-telling presentation, although for fun you may wish to ask questions of the future. I personally have a deep interest in a very special, specific area, that of telepathy or thought reading. And when you put into practice the techniques I shall explain, you may gradually develop to a degree whereby you can duplicate some of the experiments you may have seen me perform in concerts or on television. Further tests and equipment will be found in my Kreskin ESP game. Since ESP, as I mentioned earlier, seems to function more on an unconscious level, the question arises, how do we activate the unconscious area of our thinking? We do things unconsciously every day of our lives, such as driving, walking, and breathing. The imagination is the best method that I know for tapping the unconscious. For example, you cannot easily cause your heart to beat faster. But if you imagine yourself being chased by a tiger, your heart will react with a change of pace. In telepathic testing, a basic principle is that you concentrate, but without too much effort. In other words...
There's old Kreskin working his magic. Works every time. I'm going to play one last song for us here to take us out. And I'm curious if people have thoughts on this. This is new information to me. Neil Young has his discography on Spotify. I'm surprised. I don't know a lot about it. I don't know if he was forced to do it. I don't know if he changed his mind. I don't know if, like, it's the rights that some label has on his music and they were putting it on there despite his former wishes to not participate on that platform. Not really sure. So I'm going to play a song here. This is called Vampire Blues. This might be my favorite Neil Young album from On the Beach. I don't know. It seems hip to say that. Maybe it's not my favorite album. Anyways, here we go.
This is Bat Country.
I'm a vampire, babe. Yes.
a great week, everybody, and as always, be good to your neighbors. This is WMCB LP Greenfield.
Project manager, and it's my job to come up with solutions anytime people and animals start to share the same space. Today we're going to talk about bats, a little bit about bats in general, but specifically what to do when we have bats in a structure. Wherever people and bats are cohabitating, we need to come up with a way to get the bats out. Before we get started trying to get the bats out of the building, we need to set up a few parameters so that that we make sure that we get everything done properly. We have safety concerns when it comes to bats. Mostly we're worried about rabies and histoplasmosis. These are not going to be a big deal, but it is the kind of thing we want to think about. Also, we want to make sure that the building is protected. It costs a lot of money to have a building painted and have repairs made, so we want to make sure that that's covered. Also, we want to make sure that we get the bats out alive. They're beneficial animals in every measurable way. They're like the night shift. We have birds out during the day eating insects, and at night, the bats come out, leave around dusk, and forage heavily on insects. So they're beneficial animals. There's no point in having them harmed in this procedure.